Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
There's a phrase that sounds simple, almost too simple. Nothing happens to you, everything happens for you. But if you really sit with that, not just hear it, but feel it, it flips your entire reality inside out. Because most people move through life carrying one question everywhere they go. And that question, right there, it locks you into a position. A position of reaction, of powerlessness, of waiting for life to explain itself. We've all been there. Some of us lived there for years. But today, we're leaving. What happens when you change the question? Not, why is this happening to me? But, what is this here to do for me? Now, I need you to feel the difference between those two questions. Because it's not just a mindset shift, it's a dimensional shift. The first question places you inside the experience, looking up at it, overwhelmed by it, subject to it. The second question lifts you out. You're no longer the character that things happen to. You become the author who's watching the story unfold and trusting it. Why is this happening to me? Is the question of the passenger. What is this here to do for me? Is the question of someone who knows they are exactly where they need to be. That's not denial. That's not toxic positivity. That's a choice. A deliberate, practiced, powerful choice to relate to life differently. And it changes everything. Here's where it gets deeper. We all have two operating systems running at once. And most of us don't even know it. There's a physical mind and there's the soul mind. The physical mind is ancient. It's built for survival, wired for comfort, safety, predictability. So when disruption comes, when something painful or unexpected lands in your life, the physical mind does exactly what it was designed to do. It labels bad, wrong, unfair, dangerous. It resists. It contracts. It asks the question, why me? Physical mind sees loss, rejection, an ending, disruption, punishment. Soul mind sees redirection, protection, a doorway, initiation, alignment. The soul doesn't see good and bad the way the physical mind does. The soul sees growth, curriculum, contrast that creates clarity. To the soul, nothing is random. Everything is responsive. And here's the thing most people miss. You're always using one of those lenses. Always. The question is which one you've chosen, consciously or not. This is exactly where people get stuck. And I want to name it clearly. Because if you ever felt like no matter how much you work on yourself, something still feels off, this might be why. They're trying to interpret spiritual events with the physical lens. That's like trying to read a map in a language you've never learned. Wrong tool, wrong frequency. You cannot process a soul-level experience with survival mode thinking. It just doesn't fit. It will always feel like confusion, grief, injustice, because the physical mind can only measure what it understands. And some of what happens in your life is beyond what the physical mind can measure. The shift isn't about thinking differently. It's about perceiving from a different level. Think about a moment in your life that didn't make sense when it happened. A relationship that ended. A door that closed. A plan that collapsed. A path that just disappeared. At that time, it felt like disruption. Maybe even devastation. But later, you realized that it had to happen. Not because it was comfortable, but because without it, the next chapter couldn't begin. We all have that story. The thing that wrecked us, that built us. The difference between someone who grows from that experience and someone who stays stuck in it is not intelligence. It's not strength. It's one thing, the willingness to trust the process before you can see the outcome. What if, instead of waiting for hindsight to give things meaning, you chose the meaning in that moment? That's not being naive. That is the most advanced spiritual practice there is. Once you adopt this lens, life stops being random. It becomes responsive. It becomes intelligent. It becomes a conversation. Every situation becomes a message. Every challenge becomes a lesson. Every delay becomes a recalibration. Every ending becomes a clarity. Now you're just not living. You're decoding. And here's the deepest truth of it all. Nothing happens to you. Because to you implies separation. Like life is over there and you're over here being acted on. But when you understand who you really are, you realize life is not happening to you. It's happening through you, with you, as you. You're not just the passenger in this story. You never were. But before we close this out, I want to give you four things you can actually use. Because information without practice is just inspiration. Tool one, reframe the question. What if this is happening for me, not to me? What could that mean right now? Tool two, hindsight. 5 years from now, will I look back on this as a turning point? Then you act as if you already know the answer is yes. Tool three, soul journaling. The gift in this situation that I haven't found yet is, then you will begin to write until something real surfaces. Tool four, the witness practice. Create the space between the event and your interpretation. Breathe, observe, then choose which lens you pick up. So the next time something doesn't go your way, don't rush to label it. Don't rush to resist it. Just ask yourself, what is this here to do for me? And sit with it. Because the answer might not come from your mind. It might come from somewhere deeper. From the part of you that has always known that nothing in your life has ever been wasted. Not a single moment, not a single wound, not a single door that closed. All of it, every single piece, was happening for you. Nothing happens to you. Everything happens for you. The only question is, are you ready to see it that way? I want to thank y'all for hanging out with me. And until next time, remember, you're all stars, so shine like one.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.